Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Chicago brings back 17 to the hour. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Barbara Friedberg is here. Barbara is a great member of our Brain Trust, the author of How to Get Rich Without Winning the Lottery, also Invest and Beat the Pros, also Personal Finance and Encyclopedia of Modern Money Management, awesome resource she is for us in our investing world. Barbara, thanks again for being here. She's also a teacher of corporate finance and investing to MBA students and undergrads. Barbara, we're talking about withdrawing from your picking early withdrawals like loans and early withdrawals from your retirement plans. The coronavirus pandemic has caused the people who are in charge of the rules of our retirement plans to make allowances. I'll give you one example that affected a lot of people. When they required some people to withdraw their you know, have a mandatory withdrawal from their retirement plans this year, they were allowed to stretch that out and not have to do that this year. They abated that, the requirement. If you didn't need to withdraw from your retirement plan in response to the Paycheck Protection Program, they abated that. But there are other things, right? I mean, the COVID condition that we have, this pandemic, they've made other allowances too, haven't they, for 401ks?
They really have, and this is where the government has really stepped up. With the CARES Act that was created in response to the financial problems that so many people are having due to the COVID-19 virus, companies are allowed now to make adjustments to their 401k loan and hardship withdrawal plans. And we didn't discuss in the last segment, but there are provisions where you can make hardship withdrawals from your 401k. Mm-hmm. And what that means is if you've got certain circumstances that are very difficult for you.
Like what? Like employment? A family sick person?
Well, to pay for medical expenses, okay, or the down payment on a primary residence, or foreclosure, eviction, funeral expenses.
But if you lost your job and you got yourself into a bind with your home or just keeping life and limb together, that qualifies for a early withdrawal under the CARES Act?
Yes, but that is dependent upon your employer. Your employer has to okay it.
Mm-hmm.
And here's where the new CARES Act, the government program, has really helped citizens today. Because you can let's talk about the borrow provisions. You can borrow up to $100,000 for 6 months from your 401k,
mm-hmm,
which is double the $50,000 that's typically allowed.
Mm-hmm.
And
but do you have to pay it back in 6 months?
For the repayment of the loan is you have up to 1 year to repay it.
Okay.
There is also...
Well, that's kind of dangerous, though, Barbara, because it's a whole. It's awfully easy to get $100,000 out of an account if it's there, and that money goes away real quick, and it's a whole lot harder to pay it back in a year. That's a little bit of a dangerous scenario, isn't it?
That is a dangerous scenario. And again, borrowing or taking an early withdrawal from a 401k account requires a lot of thought because you're actually borrowing now from your future financial, mm-hmm, success. Because that money really is there to help you through retirement.
Mm-hmm.
But another benefit from the CARES Act is that the income tax that would be due, because as we said in the last segment, if you withdraw early money from your 401k, you will be required to pay not only the income tax due, but a 10% penalty if you are under age 59 and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you choose to withdraw early now due to the COVID and you're under 59 and a half, you have over 3 years to pay those fees and taxes.
Without penalty.
So that's another benefit. But again, it's always better if you're in financial straits to try and get the money somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
You really want to do your best to leave your 401k untouched.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that 100%. What about taking the money out for like if you wanted to start a business? You lost your job and you said, I'm going to start a business. What about taking either maybe an IRA or a 401k? I've got about a minute. What do you do about that?
You need to check the hardship withdrawal rules on the IRS website. They have a bunch of rules. And, again, it's up to your employer whether they will allow it or not. And even if you take the money out on occasion early, you still might be subject to the 10% penalty.
Mm-hmm.
So here's where you want to talk to an accountant, because the rules are complicated.
Well, that's exactly right. So, folks, the bottom line is you have options, Barbara. That's what we need to tell them, right? You have options. The good news is if you've got some money in the account, you have options. The government is sensitive to what's going on right now. They're making those options easier for you. But there still are tripwires. There still are little landmines out there, expensive ones that you have to pay attention to. So don't do it unadvisedly. Don't do it without getting counsel, because you do not want to get upside down with the government. Trust me, you do not want that to happen. And I'll just let it go with that. Tintel, right back with Barbara Freeberg. I want to get her to talk to us about the stock market. What's that? Should we be in? Should we be out? Should we be afraid? After the break, Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.